This is Mental Work, the podcast unpacking the challenges faced by early career psychologists. And I'm your host, Dr. Bronwyn Milkins. Hello, mental workers, and welcome back. Do you find it difficult to end sessions on time? I do. I'm getting better, but it could always be improved. It's been something that's been quite difficult for me. I really want to give it some airtime today on this episode because I think it's also something that is really difficult for a lot of us. Ending sessions on time is super important. There are loads of benefits. And by the end of this episode, you should know some nice phrases you can use to help you end sessions on time like a boss. That would be really nice. Let's dive into it. First, the benefits to ending on time. Generally, our sessions are 50 minutes. And I know that's a bit strange. Some clients, they think that our sessions go for 60 minutes. But it really is helpful for us to have that 10-minute window where we can wrap up, write notes, give ourselves some time to go to the toilet, have a stretch, and then grab the next client. So the main benefit to ending on time is that it helps you remain on time client after client, and it helps make sure that you get your notes done by the end of today. See my previous episode where I talked about being an ADHD psychologist, and if you have ADHD or ADHD traits, the notes piling up is a key challenge for us, and we need to get it done as we go along. Another key benefit to ending on time is that it does reduce our burnout overall. You can imagine if we are not getting any break between sessions, we're not even permitted to close our eyes for 10 seconds, then that's going to be quite tiresome for us. We're just going to be seeing face after face with no end in sight. That sounds like a kind of hell to me. Don't know how that sounds to you, but yeah, it doesn't sound pleasant. And hopefully that has convinced you a little bit, but I'm also hoping that deep down inside, you know that it is better to end session on time than not. So why do we find it so damn hard? In a moment, I'm going to break down if it's the client who's making it hard to end sessions of time and if it's you who's making it hard to end sessions of time. Spoiler, it has been me who has made it difficult for myself, but we'll look at some different scenarios. Before that, I just want to touch on the consequences of going over time. And this is one consequence that I didn't pick up until I was going over time a lot. From my perspective as the therapist, I didn't think it was so bad that I was going over time. And when I say going over time, I mean like 10, 15, 20 minutes. I know, so bad, I know. But I didn't think it was a big deal for my clients. I was like, oh, they're getting extra therapy. Like, they won't mind. But over time, when I was doing it more habitually, I actually did notice that clients were getting quite uncomfortable. And then when I put myself in the client's shoes, I realized that they actually respect my time. And it makes them feel uncomfortable that they feel that they are forcing me to go over time. When no, it's actually me who is doing the difficult thing here and making us go over time. But they felt bad. It made them feel uncomfortable. And they would frequently say, oh no, I really respect your time. Let's wrap up. So I didn't actually understand that that was a consequence potentially to going over time, that it actually does make my clients uncomfortable. And this was one of the motivating factors for me trying to rein in my time quite deliberately. Another thing that really highlighted the consequences to going over time for me was getting my own therapy. I actually noticed when my own therapist went a little bit over time that I had clocked out beforehand. So at like 48 minutes, I was totally cool with this session being wrapped up. But then they would say more stuff and it actually wouldn't go in my brain and be processed as words. I was already like, great, we're ending the session. So when I put myself in the client's shoes and then I think of my own clients, I'm like, maybe it's actually better when you think about attention span to allow them just the 50 minutes. In essence, what I'm saying is that I've essentially flipped how I think about going over time in my mind to previously I thought that it could be beneficial for the client and it wasn't a big deal. And now I'm thinking, A, it potentially makes them uncomfortable. B, it's not honoring their attention span. And just another one, C, Clients might have things to do after the session. I might be keeping them from that thing. So it's presumptuous of me to be like, oh, it's okay. They haven't got anything. So there's benefits to ending on time. There's consequences to going over time. And we want to finish on time. That'll be really helpful for us. Helps us reduce burnout, helps keep things going. Let's have a look first at the tools of the trade. To set you up for ending sessions like a boss, you need some salient time reminders in your room. I know some therapists, if they are renting out rooms that they don't have control over the space, they might have an Apple Watch that vibrates every hour. Or if you don't move 250 steps every hour, you can grab a Fitbit and then that vibrates every hour as well. For therapists who do have some control over their space, you could bring in a little mini clock and put it on your table. There should also be a clock on the wall. When I've talked about ending sessions on time with my supervisor in the past, they recommended having a clock that both you and the client can see. Not to dilute the responsibility for time lies with the therapist, but just so you are both aware. I've used this in my practice and I think it works really well. I will link to the clock that I use in my practice. It's one that counts down. So it's got a red section and then that counts down from 50 and it's a wind up clock. It costs a bit of money. I think about $45. It's totally worth it. But if you're struggling with money, no shame. I used to use a free app on my phone and I will link to that as well. I actually like the free app because it goes from green to yellow to red. And then I used the yellow to tell me, okay, this is the time when I'm going to start wrapping up. So just to summarize that section, you need a good clock, possibly multiple clocks. I have at least three clocks in my office right now, and they are all used, I can assure you. Let's turn to what if the client is making it hard to end? Here are some things to say. I can see we've got 15 minutes left. So how about we wrap up this and talk about what you can work on between now and next time we meet? That one's in the spirit of collaboration. And if the person is really chatty and doesn't get your hints to end, I'll interrupt them. Now, interrupting clients is something to practice. It doesn't happen overnight. And now I interrupt clients all the time without even noticing it. But when I first started out, I would actually ask for permission to interrupt. So I'd say, John, can I interrupt you for a moment there? And now I generally reflect on what they're saying and then add to that. Here's a sentence. John, you sound passionate as you talk about this, and I really want to hear more so I can give it the time it needs. What do you think about writing down your thoughts and we can pick up where we left off next week? So that's validating what John is saying. I can see he's very passionate about it and I'm inviting him to write it down. I want to hear about it. It's really just honoring the time we have. Again, if you do feel icky about interrupting clients, practice it. And also ask yourself, do you mind being interrupted? If it's at a board meeting and you're being interrupted by that person who always interrupts you and never listens to what you say, yeah, you'll notice it. But in your daily life, you probably don't give it a second thought. One feedback that I've had from clients as well is that they actually enjoy me interrupting. So this has been a consistent bit of feedback that I've gotten. I used to let clients talk a lot, and the feedback I received was that Ron would be a bit more confident and actually help guide the conversation. Since then, I've become much more confident to interrupt my clients. I see it again as a helping behavior, just like keeping time. The next thing is, what if people do not get the hints about the need to close out? You might need to actually bring this up and give them a bit of guidance and support. Here's something that you could use. Hey, John. So just something to bring up with you first. I've noticed that we sometimes run out of time in our sessions because there's so many things to talk about. I want to make sure we get to it all. What do you think about writing down two things we can focus on today so we give those topics the attention they need? What I would then do is I would write down the topics on a whiteboard. I've got a small whiteboard that I purchased for about $10 from Officeworks. It's about 30 centimeters by 30 centimeters. It lies on my table and then I do one topic, two topic, and we go back to those. It isn't a rigid session plan, but it's really good for very chatty clients who get off topic because then you can come back and you can say, John, I see we're going a lot into topic one. Do you want to close that off now and go to topic two? What do you think? And then you give them the option. I found this very effective. Okay, let's change gears and talk about what to do if it's the therapist who is causing the session to go over time. This was me, dear listeners. It was all me. And the reason it was all me was because I just had this sense that I hadn't done enough in the session. I felt like it wasn't closed. So I'd have this checklist in my head and I would be like, oh, I need to give them a skill. I need to give them some homework and I need to make sure I've summarized everything and relate it back to their goals. So essentially, I was trying really hard to make sure I tick off all these things in my head. And so consequently, I was trying to achieve too much, which was making the session go over time because I felt like I hadn't left them with anything of value. The way that I've overcome this is, I think, partially through experience, in that I know that I can achieve two things in a session, that I can talk about two topics at most and give them a good hard go, relay them back to the client so that they have enough to take away. One of the important things that's helped me is really recognizing the limits of human attention, and that change is really hard. Most of the time we are asking people to change the way that they think and approach situations and the behavior that they do outside of sessions, the way they relate to other people. I can't possibly give them four or five things to change. That's way too much. I wouldn't enjoy that. So I remind myself, look, the max I can do is two things in this session. And then when I hit that, I'm okay. I no longer put pressure on myself to make sure that I've got a perfectly formulated homework assignment to give them. So here's some of the things that I do to wrap up my sessions if I've gone for too long with the chat and then I've only got a minute to wrap up. I say to them things like, what stood out for you as important this session? What do you want to remember? And then I might write that down, or they might write it down. I might also say, we talked about XYZ today. What are you taking away from today? Another thing I might say is, we talked about XYZ today. What do you think you need to do outside of session to help you work on this? What would be the next step? If they say they're not sure, I will suggest something and say, what do you think about giving this a go? I think this could actually help. And then I might write it down, or they will write it down. And it might even just be a reflection question. This satisfies my internal sense that I've done the things that I need to, so I can walk away feeling okay about this session in my head. It's not perfect, but it's all right. And if you haven't figured it out by this podcast and my other ones, at least, yes, I am a perfectionist, but I assume that most of us are. So hopefully this resonates with you as well. Overall, I think it's taken me, gosh, a few years to get consistently good at ending at time. I'm not perfect at it, and that's all right. Sometimes I still go over, but having the clock in front of me really helps. I know that if that goes down to zero, then I need to wrap up pretty damn fast, and that's okay with me. I'm okay with being clumsy now. It's fine. I hope that this episode helps you, just gives you some tips with things to say and that you can put them into practice and have some confidence doing so. I honestly have not had any negative feedback, and I really do encourage my clients to give feedback to me, and I think it's made my therapy more effective. Thanks for listening. Catch you on the flip side. Thanks for listening to Mental Work, the podcast for early career psychologists. If you're loving the show and don't want to miss an episode, press follow on your podcast listening app. If you want to show us some love, consider sharing the episode with a friend or giving us a 5-star rating and review in your podcast app. If you want to show us some extra love, join our Patreon for as little as $1 a month at patreon.com/mentalworkpodcast. This really helps to keep the podcast alive. Want to keep the conversation going? Have a cool idea for an episode, or just want to say hi? Send me an email or join the Facebook page by clicking on the links in the show description. See you next time.